Meet me, Mr. Imagination, the man with the magic reputation. Hi there, everybody. Hi there, Donnie. Hey, where would you like to go?
Well, Mr. I've always wanted to discover new places, but there isn't any place left on the Earth for me to discover.
Well, then why don't we pick a star and go there?
How about that bright red star up there?
Oh, that's the planet Mars, about 43 million miles away. Well, shall we go?
Huh? We'll need a spaceship, won't we?
So we will. Well, then let's wish one up. Come on, everybody, let's go!
I wish I were, I wish I were, I wish I were. Just tell me where. I promise you it will come true. Whatever you wish you were.
I wish I were aboard a spaceship.
No sooner said than done.
Spaceship now leaving for Mars. All aboard.
Whee, just in time. Hop in, Don.
Aye, aye, sir.
Takeoff time is now 0-5 seconds.
Won't be long now.
-3, -2, -1, 0. Rockets away!
I weighed a ton.
Well, you do weigh 4 times as much as you did a minute ago. That's because we increased our speed so quickly. You know, right now, we're going at a speed of 7 miles per second.
Wow!
Yep, fast enough to go around the world in an hour.
Mr. Rye, what's happened? I'm beginning to feel lighter.
We're going into what space pilots call free flight. We're far enough from the Earth now so that the gravity can't pull at us.
Look, we're floating in the air!
Well, so we are. That's because we don't weigh a thing. Watch it, Don. You're floating right up to the ceiling. Watch it!
Ouch! Hey, how do I get down?
By golly, now everything's floating. All the chairs and the table. We should have remembered to nail them down. Here, give me a hand. Ouch! You threw that table!
Boy, if I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it.
There, all tied down, snug and tight.
You know something? This floating around gives a fella an appetite.
Me too. Here, have a bottle of milk. But you better drink it through a straw.
Nah, I'll pour it into a glass.
Okay, but don't say I didn't warn you.
But it won't pour.
Well, don't try to slap it out. Uh-oh. Here we go.
I don't get it. The whole spaceship is full of little balls of milk floating around. I just don't believe it.
Well, I'm afraid it's a fact. A scientific fact. Uh-oh, here's Mars coming up already. Better get into our spacesuits.
Okay, I'm in.
Check your oxygen unit.
Check.
Check your heating unit.
Check.
Check your intercommunication radio.
Roger.
Okay, prepare for landing. Hold tight, Don. We're going to turn the ship upside down to land on our rockets. Here we go.
We're here. We're here.
Open the door, Don. Well, Don, we've done it. Welcome to Mars.
Golly, Mars looks pretty desolate, doesn't it? Just a few hills, hardly any clouds in the sky.
Mr. Rye, do you see what I see? 2 moons in the sky. I must be seeing double.
Nope, right the first time. Mars has 2 moons.
Well, now I've seen everything. Hey, Mr. Wright, you don't suppose we'll find any life up here, do you? Besides us, I mean.
Well, who can tell? Some folks think so. What do you say we investigate?
Look, Mr. I, somebody's been busy digging ditches around here.
Looks like it, doesn't it? Well, those are the famous canals of Mars. Come on, let's investigate.
Okay, but how do we get across those ditches? I mean, canals.
Simple, we just jump over them. Watch!
Wow, you must have jumped at least 30 feet, Mr. I.
Come on, Don, you can do it too.
Okay, here goes nothing. I made it! I guess I'm the world's champion jumper.
Shake, champ, but don't try it on Earth. The air's thinner here and the gravity lighter.
Well, while I'm on Mars, I might as well enjoy myself. Come on, Mr. I, jump!
Oh, there, Don. Looks like we've landed in the Martian desert. Hey, looks kind of yellow, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mr. Wright, look at that yellow cloud up there. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Uh-oh, we're running into a dust storm. They're pretty tough up here. Grab my hand, Don.
There she blows!
We can't see, Mr. Wright.
Easy, Don, easy. Just hold my hand tight. Wow, that was quite a storm. Say, it's getting kind of dark. We better get back to the ship. How about carrying me, Don?
Huh? But you weigh about 170 pounds. I could...
Sure you could. Catch!
Hey, you're pretty light at that. How come?
Well, on Mars, you only weigh about a third your weight on Earth. Fun, huh?
I'll bet. Rock-a-bye,
oh,
baby!
Oh, cut it out. Here, let me down.
Mr. Wright, do you feel something soft under your feet? Like a carpet. Hey, look, it's green.
Well, Don, there's your answer. There is something alive on Mars. These are plants. Living plants. Here, let's pick a bunch of them so we'll have proof that we were on the planet Mars.
I got a bag full, Mr. Rye.
Okay, now a couple of flying jumps back to the spaceship, and then back to Earth we go. Well, here we are. Okay, Don, you pilot us back.
Oh, boy. Here we go. 0-4, -3, -2, -1, 0. Rockets away!
Getting close to Earth now. Prepare to land. Turn the ship upside down.
Roger. Topsy-turvy we go. Happy landing!
All out. Ah, doesn't that air feel good?
Hey, Mr. Wright, which star shall we visit next?
Well, one thing's sure, there are plenty of stars to choose from.
Maybe we can visit all of them.
Why not? Folks used to say, hitch your wagon to a star. But from now on, our motto is, hitch your spaceship to a star. Well, happy rockets, everybody. So long.